Hey everyone, this is Jocelyn and welcome to this edition of LEAP. Joining me today is Jessica Dirksen. Jessica is a certified health coach and life coach. And for her, she believes that the power to create your own reality has always been yours to use. Life revitalization specialist, she is passionate about showing you how to do just that. Jessica is the founder of True to You Lifestyle, where she is a certified health coach and life coach, motivational speaker, facilitator, mentor to women in business, and host of True to You podcast. Guiding her clients to profound, long-lasting transformation has been a goal ever since she experienced firsthand how to consistent incremental efforts to enhance our mindset can manifest outwards, replacing negative behavior patterns with desired habit change. Jessica's a firm believer that when you change a habit, you can change a life. She works with clients to identify what their limiting beliefs are and empower them to make decisions that align with their goals and focus on what they get to have in their life instead of what they don't get to have. Jessica, thank you so very much for joining me today.
Thanks, Jocelyn, for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I want to actually dig right in. This life revitalization, that just, boom, that's like a power statement to me right there. I'd love to start there. Why that?
What is that? Honestly, it's really a fancy word for a health coach, a life coach. I think, you know, when I started off, I was a health coach and it really just evolved. And I really realized that when your health is not so doing so well, it affects every other area of your life. And so the more I was working with my clients, the more it was more than just about health. And so it was kind of evolved into a life coaching. And I don't know. It just sounded something, you know, I want to revitalize your life and I'm here. That's what I do. And it just kind of sound fitting for what I was doing. And yeah, that's where it came from.
Yeah. I love it. But I imagine that had to have come from some personal experience. And you'll find ourselves projected into the work that we do based on something that has happened in our own world.
Absolutely. Yeah. So my journey it's a long one. You know, I had really, really poor habits myself growing up. I didn't, you know, believe in myself. I was always kind of chubbier than, you know, my sisters and my friends. And I felt that way. You know, when I look back on pictures, I really, really, it's sad to think that I had such a poor image of myself because I really wasn't even that big. And so, but I really thought that I was chubby. I didn't think I was pretty enough. I wasn't good enough. And so I had really, really poor habits. I got into really bad relationships and I used food to really deal with my emotions. And so by the time I was done university, I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. I was really lost. I was in a kind of like a really negative space. And I went to see my doctor and he wanted to prescribe me medication for antidepressants. And I didn't want to take it. I don't like taking medication, but I also knew I wasn't depressed. I was just going through a really, really hard time. And so he said to me, he's like, don't fill your prescription. Try moving your body. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, you're crazy, but I guess so. And he's like, for 30 days, just move your body consistently. Whether that's like going for a walk, going to the gym, yoga, whatever it is, like do stuff and see if that helps you. And so I did it, and that was the beginning of my transformation. And I really started to, you know, I started to lose weight, but it wasn't about that. It was about how I was feeling on the inside. It wasn't at all about the physicalness. It was about my emotions, mentally, all of it. And I started to build this relationship with myself from the inside, working out. And I started to like myself. And then I started to actually respect myself. And I realized that the more that you love yourself and respect yourself, the more you make decisions that align with that love and with that respect. And so I started to change my habits on my own. And I was like, okay, if I can create this habit of working out more instead of when I'm angry or upset, binge watching TV and, you know, pigging out on food, what else can I create in my life? What other habits can I change to live a life that I actually want to be living? And so I started on this journey, and years later, I moved across the country, didn't really know anyone, an uncle and aunt and cousin that lived out here. And I move here, meet my husband, and I was working in a job that I actually really enjoyed at first. And I was working in health and safety, and I liked it because I was helping people and I was working with people and I would do, you know, like presentations and orientation, and it was like one-on-one, and I got to really talk with people, and I love that. Like, I really thrive off people, and when I get to make a difference in their lives, like, that's mm-hmm. what gives me life and energy. And so then, you know, we kind of went through this downturn and my job really changed to, I was just doing data entry all day long, sitting behind a computer, and like, it was not working for me and I couldn't do it. I was miserable. At this time I was now married. I had two stepsons and it was affecting my family. It was affecting my relationship. It was affecting every other aspect of my life. And I was like, no, this is not okay. This is not what life is. Like, you can't just wake up, go to work, come home, repeat, and like be angry and be miserable. Like, I don't want that. And I've seen a lot of people do that, you know, growing up in my family and people around me. And it's like, why? Life is so short. I refuse to live a mediocre life. I refuse to live a life that I'm just like, you know, like, I don't get that. So
I'm going to take a little step off. Like, I believe that our souls come back, right? We had past lives, we have future lives. In this lifetime, you have this one opportunity. You have this opportunity to either make it amazing.
Yeah.
Or you can live on that treadmill, like you talked about, like get up, go to work, come home, watch TV, eat dinner, go to bed, and do that same repeat pattern over. Yeah. And where's the joy?
Yeah.
Where's the happy? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. So I was not happy. And I read a book actually called The Passion Test. And I went through this book and I don't know if you've read that book.
I haven't. I'm actually going to write it down right now.
Yeah. And I read it and I went through like all the activities in the book. And by the end of it, I'm like, I want to be a health coach. Like, I was at this point now, I had really gotten a hold of my health. I, you know, work out a lot. I eat really well. And I've taken care of my mental health, my physical health. But obviously at this point now, my emotional and mental health was not doing so good. But I was like, I want to be a health coach. Like, I started this journey years ago and this is something I'm passionate about. But I didn't know if that was a real thing. Like, I was just thinking, this is what I want. And so I did some research and it was a thing. And so I did my education and I got certified. And then from there, I started my business and it's just life-changing. Like, it has just been absolutely life-changing to actually work with people. It's not work. Like, I don't even want to call it work because I'm just so passionate about it. I love every aspect of it. I mean, obviously some of the administrative stuff behind the scenes is like the boring stuff, but I still love it because it's still mine and I'm doing what I love and I'm making a difference. And so from there it's evolved into, and I still do a lot of focus around health because, like I said at the beginning, when you're not feeling good, when your health is not doing so well, it affects every other aspect of your life, right? So lots of focus on health and life as well. So
as you started to lean more into this and started to take steps towards your certification and building your business, what did you start to notice shifting in your life? How did you, you know, what started to shift for you?
So much. Like, again, you know, I thought that my health was really, really good, but then mm-hmm. I'm going through this education and it was like 6 months of education and it was really hands-on. It was so good. And so of course there was a lot of tweaks in my own health that I started to change, so much in my relationship, like even, you know, just learning how to ask the right questions during this journey. So I, you know, would start looking at my relationship with my husband and be like, oh, and so we'd ask ourselves these questions and I would ask him. And I think I grew a lot during this process, in our relationship, as a friend, as a stepmom, like so much in my life started to change. My self-talk started to change, right? Like, so that negativity, I was like, no, like this is going to stop now. And over the years, it's gotten better. You know, like now I'm really aggressive with my mind. I'm like, nope, like that's not happening right now. I'm not going to let that thought come in here because I see it. And you know, there's so many people that I talk to and I just want to shake them and be like, stop thinking like that. Get that out of your head. You are choosing to believe that. You are choosing to have these thoughts. You're choosing to make this situation so terrible. And so that journey really helped me realize, like, we actually have a choice to decide how we react to situations. We have the choice how to decide what we believe about ourselves, right? When I was younger, I didn't know that I could change my belief about myself. You know, I just thought I was going to be overweight. I was going to be unhealthy. I was going to be unhappy. That's what I thought. I'll never be good enough. But that's not true. Those don't have to be true, those beliefs. And so now that I know that, like, it's just this journey to it changed so much in my life, and it for obviously the better. But yeah, so my relationships, my friendships, my personal, my own self-talk, really all of it has changed over the time, over this period of starting the business and the educational piece.
Yeah. And it's for those of you watching, you know, for those of you listening, you won't have the opportunity to watch how Jessica's face changes as you were talking. I mean, really, as you're talking about the magnitude of what you've changed for yourself and how you made those choices, your face just, it lights up. And it's, and I think that's such an important thing to note, because I think we all have that opportunity to lean into the things and follow the dreams that make you happy, that bring joy to you, because you actually get to live in that space. You really do. And it's so funny because you said you talk about like shaking people, be like, you don't have to do this. I quite literally yesterday I was on a hike with my girlfriend, also a coach actually, and she was talking just very loosely about a client that she was recently working with. So I live in Colorado, and this client, my girlfriend only moved here a year ago from the East Coast. She and I are both East Coasters, and we have a sort of different sentiment about where we live. Like, we love where we live. And this the woman that she was working with is a lifetime resident of Colorado. And they were talking a little bit about like where my friend had been and visited and journeyed in this first year of being Colorado. Her client, on the other hand, has not really explored the world around her. I mean, just her local area. And so that conversation ensued. And I literally stopped my friend. I was like, did you want to just do this? And I like grabbed her shoulders. I was like, don't you just want to shake people and be like, you can do it too?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, and that's, I think that's so much, you know, for myself and my own practice, because as a breakup to wake up coach, like very similar concepts, like, you know, breaking up with the ideas, the thoughts that don't serve you, breaking up with the habits that don't serve you. And it's a whole body thing. It's, you know, it's the thoughts that you think about yourself, the negative self-talk, the, what you're putting in your diet, in your body, yeah, and the messages you listen to external to you, right? It's that whole picture of self-nourishment and breaking up with these things that don't serve to create space for the things that do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I know for myself, when I began really falling into this passion for me, the energy that I had around it. You know, I've never considered myself to be a late night person. You know, I'm in bed by 10 o'clock, 9 or 10 o'clock. Yeah. Now sort of supporting that because it's part of my self-care, getting good sleep. However, there were times where I was up till 11 or 12 at night working. And it's hard to say working because I was pursuing certifications and improving my, you know, just expanding my educational horizon because I loved it so much.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy how you do so much more when it's like, and you're so much more invested when it's something you love and you care about, and it doesn't, you're not angry about it. Like if I was at my past job, you know, late at night doing data entry, I would be angry. But if I'm late at night doing what I'm doing, like, I love it. I'm like, this is making a difference and this is filling my cup and I'm helping people and I'm doing what I'm meant to be doing. So it's just so, it's so interesting. But I can't grasp the concept of why people don't want to live a life where they wake up happy and where they wake up thinking today's going to be a good day. And when they wake up knowing like I, and obviously life isn't perfect 24/7.
Yeah.
And I know that, but when we have struggle and we have hardship, we grow through that and we need that. And so, but to stay in that negative space and to stay in that struggle forever and not trying to get out of it, that's where I love to work with people, because that is not okay.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. I mean, because I'm sure that comes up with your clients, right? They're living in a space of quandary of life is okay. How do you start to move them through to that space of, I'm so excited to get out of bed this morning? Like, what does that journey look like? Or maybe for yourself, if you want to use yourself as a reason.
Yeah, a few things. And I do this for myself and I do with people. So I always ask, like, what do you want out of life? And I work with a coach previously, and she always has her clients write a vision. Like, what is your vision for your life? And so now I do this. Like, I do this for everything in my life. And you think 3 years out, right? So that why can't really stop you. It can't be like, oh no, you can't do that. You can't do that. So what would I love 3 years from now in my health, in my relationships, in my finances? And you get so specific and you write it in the present tense, like as if it's actually happening right now. And it's not, I want to travel the world. Like, no, I'm going to be traveling to, you know, France on these days with these people. I'm going to visit these sites. Like, you're very specific. So you're really visioning it and you're living into this moment. So having people think 3 years out, especially people that are in that negative space or in a place where they can't see anything, like they can't see tomorrow, 3 years seems a little bit easier to think about. Well, this is what I would love. I don't know if it'll happen, but I want this. And then from there, you can start to break it down into smaller pieces. Well, where can we start today? But I do think a lot of people, and so I write a vision for everything. So when, you know, COVID-19 happened, I sat down and wrote down a vision for where I see my business in the next 6 months. I'm like, this is what I want to see happen, because I think there's something so powerful about getting things down on paper, like writing it out and reviewing it every day. And again, you know, if you have this vision and you read it, the more you read it, the more you believe it. So your belief starts to change, right? And then the more you act in alignment from this new belief. So if you write a vision and every day you wake up and you read your vision, and you can write a shorter form of it, like your true vision for 3 years from now should be a few pages, because you're getting really deep in your life. But then you can break it down, you know, write a quick copy of it, read it every morning. And the more you read it, the more you believe it, the more you make decisions that are in alignment with that new belief. And so I love doing that. I love it. I think, you know, a lot of people, when it comes to change, they're so afraid of what actually could happen. Like, you know, they have to kind of look at, and a lot of times they don't know this until they have, you know, a coach asking them the questions, like, what could go wrong if you achieve this goal? What in your life, you know, who could it really affect? And some people, they are really afraid that, you know, and in terms of weight loss, because that's where I started, was as a weight loss coach, is a lot of women were like, well, almost like a jealousy thing. Like, what if my friends, you know, aren't on this journey and they don't want to be friends with me anymore. They won't want to go out for dinner with me anymore because I'm not going to have French fries with that. You know, there's like this fear of that social norm and not fitting in. So when they don't really understand it until someone asks these questions. So I love when people feel really stuck. There's like, what are their blockers? What's really holding them back? Why? There's something they're afraid of when it comes to achieving that goal. So yeah. Let's figure out what that is. And then hand in hand with creating this vision and, you know, starting to really read your new beliefs about yourself is really important.
Yeah. And I'm glad that you bring that point up, because it's something that I use in my practice as well. I go down the road of what's the best that can happen and what's the worst that can happen, and keep digging. And I'm really honestly asking that question again and again, and like getting deeper and deeper into really getting to the root of it.
Yeah.
Not just like this reason, like, I mean, yes, it is. There is a reason, like, okay, there's concern that you're going to have friends that are no longer be in your life. However, that could be it. And you keep deeper down into it. Yeah. On the positive is you're achieving this goal of something that's going to make you feel good. So does this low feeling activity, like I'm concerned or fearful about losing some friends, does that equate to I feel really good about myself? And then you bring them to the next stage of, now you've created some new space in your life. Who now can be in your life that's going to support the best version of you, because you've chosen you? Yeah. And like take them through that journey from the low to the high, where you get to actually live in this high every day. And I just sort of boiled that down very simply, because you and I both have been through that journey, and through that it's darkness.
Yeah.
You know? And so curious for you, like as you were moving towards some of these pieces, what were some of the experiences you had about people sort of falling away or opportunities, because I think opportunities always come when you're in your space, but what sort of things start to fall away for you, and how did you sort of deal with that?
I think, you know, I lost some friendships along the way, absolutely. And it was, again, weighing at the options. Like, I love this person, but every time I'm around them, I don't feel supported. I always feel like an interrogated question that what I'm doing is not almost judged. Like I'm judged for taking care of myself. I'm judged for living my dream. And this friend of mine, you know, doesn't enjoy their career. Very, you know, not a happy person all around. And I, you know, there's only so much you can do for people like that, that don't want to change or aren't ready to change. And I try to, you know, always tell her, this is why I'm doing this. Like, you should, like, let's, you know, try and do this together, or let's, you should do something that you love. And it was always a, no, I can't, I, you know? So I definitely, like, our friendship is lost now. We are not friends, and I still love her and I care for her deeply, but there's a point where it was affecting me, my emotions and my growth. And I didn't want that. And it's not worth it to me. You know, at the end of the day, you regret the things that you don't do, right? And
absolutely.
If you are going to do stuff for everyone else and not yourself, that's not living. That's not okay. And I don't want to be that person that's like, well, I gave up on my dreams because I was being judged for it.
Right.
Like, you're going to judge me, then that's cool. It's not my business. I don't care, but I don't need your negativity around me. And I'm going to do me. I'm going to do what I do. And even in my marriage, like it affected my marriage. And, you know, I was growing in a different way than my husband was growing. And it was kind of like, well, let's have this conversation, because now I'm trying to go here and I want to talk more about our life goals and our plans. And I want to dig deep into our relationship so that we have like a really extraordinary marriage. So at first he was kind of like scared and weird about it. And like, I knew you were going to change a little while you went through this journey, but I didn't know you were going to change this much. And I don't know how I feel. So then sitting down and having those real conversations was huge for us. And of course, I'm so grateful that it came out on a positive note, but it's important to have those conversations, because sometimes in relationships, one person grows and one person's not ready for that growth. And so, you know, thankfully we sat and had the conversation, like, this is what I want in life. Like, are you on board? How do you want to grow? Let's grow, you know, together. It doesn't mean you have to have the same type of growth, but we still are going to move forward together. Because life to me is about growth and development. And, you know, like, I don't want to just stand still forever. So yeah, so a lot definitely changed. You know, I lost some friends. I grew with my husband. There were some hardships, but it all, you know, it works out. And there's always going to be hardships. But again, we grow through that.
Yeah, it's just, and it is, it's, we all are on our own very, very special journeys.
Yeah.
All of us. And I think it's, you know, I think you bring up a valid, very good point about the communication, especially with a very, an intimate relationship, but just relationship in general, or relationships external to you. You know, first it's the relationship with self and having that conversation with yourself of, who am I? Who do I want to be? Who do I desire to be? Like one of the exercises I do early on, after writing that vision, is identify people in your world, whether you know them or not. So they can be actually your friends, or they can be people that, you know, like the Oprahs of the world. For me, like Jen Sincero is someone I aspire to be like, because she's such a badass and she just, yeah. Right? So then like identifying those people and then identifying the qualities of those people and why you're so attracted to them. Why are they such a light to you, right? Why are they a magnet to you? And then start, and then actually how do you adapt that into your world, into you,
yeah,
not your world. How are you going to live in a way? And it's not a comparison, right? Because you're going to live it differently than someone else is going to live it.
Yeah.
But inspiring and creating that piece of your being to say, I'm going to do this. I am, not I'm going to, I am this.
Mm-hmm.
As if it is now. Just like the 3-year vision. I am now.
Absolutely. I love that you said this, because that's one of the things I always talk about. Like, to say I want this versus I am this are so different. And when we say I want, and I always use, you know, weight loss is something a lot of people can connect to because people have tried this journey. So but you know, I want to lose 10 pounds versus I am living the healthiest version of myself right now. I'm eating for energy. I am moving my body. Like, that is very different. And saying I want usually doesn't always happen. And when it does, it's a short fix. It's a quick fix, doesn't last. But I am this. Like, this is now how you're changing your identity. You're changing who you are. You're growing into the person you want to be. So I just love that you brought that up, because it's so powerful. Those statements are so, so powerful.
Yeah. And in fact, as we were talking, and I don't know if you saw, like, I kind of reached out of the screen. I literally reached for this because this is my journal. Yes, I'm sharing publicly. This is my journal. And as soon as we're done with this, their show today, I'm actually meeting some friends for an outdoor birthday party, a socially distant birthday party. And we're actually going to be doing some dream. We're going to be creating dream catchers, which I'm really excited about. And I was like, wait, let's be really intentional about my dream catcher. I'm going to actually sit down and write my intention and my vision around what this dream catcher is going to do. And who am I around this? Like really being very, and putting all that energy into that space and being very centered in that.
Yeah.
So thank you for that inspiration. And I want to go one step into this further is, you know, each of us are, as I mentioned, you said earlier, we're all on our own journeys. How important is it though that our journey is aligned with our being, with our purpose?
Yeah,
your eyes went wide, so I know that's a big thing. Go for it.
Absolutely. It's so important. And that's why creating a vision is so important, because sometimes people don't always know what's meaningful to them, what's important to them, right? So you need that alignment. If you're trying to go on a journey, and that's another thing I do. Sorry, I feel like I'm all over the place, but when it comes to goal setting, talking about what you want, some people are like, well, I want this. And they think they want this goal, or they think they want this promotion at work. But then when you really ask the question, like, what is really important about that? Like, how will that change your life? And sometimes that goal is not even in alignment with their journey and who they are and what they want in their life. So when they just think it's something they're supposed to do, well, that's the next step. I'm supposed to do that. No, you're not supposed to do anything. You're supposed to do what you want to do, what's in alignment with who you are, your values at your core. So let's talk about what that is and then go on that journey. Stop doing what you think you're supposed to do. I think it is so important to be aligned. Mm-hmm. And I just talked to a girl the other day. I interviewed her for my podcast, and that's what she said. She got that VP role, something she wanted forever. And then she was miserable. Like, it wasn't aligned with who she was. It didn't bring out her qualities in life. She wasn't happy. And she said the day she got laid off was the best day of her life. And
how often do you hear? I know I will tell you for my show, I hear that story again.
All the time.
Again. I mean, it's every single, and yourself included, myself included, right? Because we have some similarities in some of our stories. Like, I moved across country 3 years ago.
Right.
And to do that, in order for me to make that happen, I actually left a really prolific career behind. I mean, I was at a director level. We had just completed a merger that saved the company. We went from a small little 30-person company and merged with the largest company of its kind in that very small industry in the world. So this wasn't like a little step. This was a huge step. And I sat, when I'm sitting at the company, in my company, garnering that. So I was representing my entire organization to make this happen, right? So like when the journey started, I called into my network and I was like, okay, like we have to do something or this company is folding. And 2 weeks later, I'm on a plane to Seattle, starting this conversation. And within a year, we're merged. And 6 months later, we're fully integrated. And my little company has made massive changes to the way they were operating. So like, that's pretty impactful, right?
Yeah.
And I'm at the top of this. And I'm just thinking like, making some really great money, and on the outside, that looked fantastic, right? I couldn't share with anyone at the time is that I cried every day. I was miserable. So when we had this opportunity to move, when we created this opportunity to move, because it wasn't like we were coming to something new, a new job or a new, it was like, we're going to create a new life. I had to release that. I had to release that piece of, that piece was holding me back, and I was terrified. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was frozen in fear, and I used to say to myself, this is back before I understood the power of words, I don't want to start over again. I don't want to start over again. I don't want to start over again. That's exactly what happened. I started over again.
Absolutely.
And found the best joy, the biggest joy of my entire life. Had no idea that that was coming. That hit me like a freight train. So it's true. I think, for what I've learned along this journey is that living into the being that you're meant to be and keep taking those incremental steps. And I think that's also really important. It doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah. Small changes every day.
It is. It's sometimes it doesn't, I know for me, because I'm an Aries and I want like the big explosive all the time. And I want it like yesterday, not tomorrow. So these I am statements are really good for me personally. Mm-hmm. But keep taking those steps, keep digging, and stay still. Sometimes you have to stay still. Mm-hmm. Have you found that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when people hear, you know, you have to take steps every day, they think it's so big. It's just a small step. And sometimes staying still is your step for that day, right? Like stay still and reflect on yourself. Staying still can be journaling, right? That is a step forward by staying still. And you're just reflecting and you're journaling, because some of the most powerful things come out of, like, I love journaling because you have no idea what comes out of that. Like so much powerful things and thoughts and ideas and life changes come out of this, you know, an hour, however long you want to spend on just journaling. And that in my opinion is standing still. You're just sitting there, you're reflecting, you're writing your thoughts. Like that's not in someone's mind making a step forward, but it really, really is. Like when I talk to people about taking a step every day, I think they get so caught up in this idea, well, it has to make a huge impact. It's the tiny little movements that make huge results, huge impact over time, right? It's a journey. It's not a race. It's not a marathon. Like we're here on a journey that however long it takes us, but just small steps, nothing huge. Don't overwhelm yourself, because as soon as something is big and overwhelming, then you just stop and you don't follow through.
Yeah. And when that comes up, first of all, does that come up for you? Have you had those moments where you're like almost frozen because your idea is so big and you're like, whoa, does that happen for you? Okay, so we had a little bit of technical difficulties in the age of Zoom and everyone on Zoom these days, but we're back. Jessica's back. I'm here. So the question that we had sitting was, you know, have you personally gone through that where you've had this big vision with that clear vision, but then you kind of look at it and it's like, oh my gosh, it feels so big that you've been frozen. And then how do you sort of work yourself through that?
Absolutely. And the best example I can give was with my business. So, you know, I think, and a lot of people who start their own business go through this. It's like, this is what I want. I want all of the things and it's going to happen today. And then it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Right? Like, right. It's not like, okay, you press go on websites and emails and content and then boom, you get all the clients coming in. Like you have this vision and then you want to do so much. And it was so overwhelming. And a couple years ago, and I just sat there and I was like, I don't think I can do this. Like, this is just too much. Like, I have this way too big of an idea. It's so overwhelming to try and figure it all out on my own. Like, I can't do this. And so I personally got a coach. And I think
I have two right now. Not the ones I talk to every day.
Yeah. And it's so funny because people always ask me, well, you are a coach. Why would you need a coach? Everyone needs a coach. Honestly, because what I ask you, I don't necessarily will ask myself, right? Having someone else's questioning perspective, opinion, like it's just so important. And so I worked with a coach and she really helped me just really refocus. Like what's really important to me, where, and gain clarity around my business. Cause it was trying to do so much that it's like, well, this is too much. It's so overwhelming. I don't really have a direction. And so she sat with me and helped me really get clarity over my business and what's important and where do I really want to go and what steps can I take today to start that? So stop thinking about everything you want 5 years from now, right in this moment. And let's just think about what's one thing that you can do today that will help you with your clarity and your growth and your business. And it was so impactful. And now I do that a lot. Like even like everything in life, you know, I want to travel. We want to do all of these things and we want to save up for all of that. Like, let's just take a step back and pause and think what's really important for us right now in this moment. And what's one thing that we can do to move forward in that direction. Yes. Because I am a big picture thinker. Like, I love just wanting it all. I want it. And even when I, you know, when I was younger and I, with my health journey, I was always trying to lose weight, right? Like, I was like, I'm going to try this diet.
You were always chasing it, right?
Yeah. And I was in high school and I'm like, I'm going to do this diet this week. I'm going to do that. And like, nothing, it didn't work. And it was so overwhelming. And so what would I do? I'd sit in bed and like pig out on chips, right? Like just creating worse habits for myself. So yeah, it's so important to really take a step back, really think about what's important, what's in alignment with who you are, but getting that outside perspective, like working with a coach is my favorite thing. I love the coaches that I work with. I just do. They really, really help me. And they stop me. Like, I like to help people and stop them, but they, you know, say to me like, calm down. Like, let's bring this, reel it back in for a second and let's just hold on, you know, but you need that. And I love that I have people in my life that do that.
No, I'm 1,000% in that same court. There's a very legitimate reason why this show exists. As much as I am so grateful that I get to create a platform where others get to share their stories, I want to be very honest with you. Like, it brings me joy. Like, I get at every conversation, I always receive a gift. Mm-hmm. Always. And it's never expected, right? It's just, I hear something and it pings me to think about, oh, this can be a way that I can do this that I hadn't considered before. It helps me improve as a coach. It helps me improve as a person. You know, and it helps in so many ways. So
yeah, I feel the same way with my podcast. After everyone I talked, I'm like, oh my gosh, I never thought of that. Yeah. Oh, this is so impactful. And I just get so excited because I'm learning so much. I do it to help other people, but I'm also learning and I love that. It's so, so important. So
yeah. So Jessica, as we wrap this conversation, I'd love some final thoughts, whatever comes to you and inspired to share as far as your personal journey. Or something, a message you want to share about, you know, how you work with clients, whatever feels you best, most compelling for you.
Yeah, I think what's really coming to me right now is that it's never too late to start living your life. And I, you know, talk to so many, and I work with women in particular, so I always say women, but I talk to so many women who, they're so afraid. It's too late. Like, it is never too late. And I get so much joy from seeing that in people and watching people, no matter what age they are, really realize like, okay, I can love my life. I can start doing stuff for me. It's time to take care of myself. And I just think, again, you know, it's the small changes every single day. It's never too late. And a beautiful story about this as I'm doing a coaching program with another coach. We're collaborating together and we have two women in their 70s who have signed up for it. So it makes me so excited, and it's all around health and lifestyle, but it made me so excited. I'm like, see, like, if you are never too late to put yourself first, you're never too late to do what you want to do, to take control over your health, to take control over your life. So, you know, just make the decision and start making the changes. And again, that starts from the inside. So like, pay attention to the way you talk to yourself. If there's one thing you can start doing, is really pay attention to the way you're speaking to yourself and change that. Be kind to yourself. Don't talk to yourself in a way you would never talk to other people. Really pay attention and say, you know, be kind to who you are. Love yourself, give yourself grace on those bad days, but continue to push yourself. Continue to every day just take one little step forward. And on the hard days, when you do move forward, that's what success is. Those are the days that you'll be so grateful for when you wake up the next morning.
Jessica, that's such a beautiful message. And I so resonate with that because you have that ability to start any day. Yeah. Just start today.
Start right now.
Yeah. Actually, perfect. Even more perfect. Start right now. Jessica, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom, your journey, and your time with me today. I so appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jocelyn, for having me.